Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network. This is Scout and Rout with a look at BYU at Notre Dame, an intriguing matchup here in Week 6 of college football. The Scout and Rout is presented by Preciser. Preciser is a visualized analysis and prediction platform to help sports bettors and fantasy sports players to cut down the time for research and quickly make informed projections. You can check them out at Preciser.io for NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball picks, with more sports and features rolling out very soon. It's an interesting matchup with BYU, a good team that they've scored at least 38 points in 3 of 5 games this year. And they had a couple of games in which they struggled, particularly the game against Oregon was an interesting game. Notre Dame has won 4 of the past 5 meetings against BYU. Is this Notre Dame offense ready to be able to get enough points here to make this game interesting? Look, it's going to be Drew Pine's ability. He's been an effective passer in the first 2 starts. He's going to have to play a lot better in this game, and Notre Dame's pass rush is going to be key. Notre Dame defense has logged 33 quarterback hurries thus far. Their defensive end, Isaiah Falksy, has led the team with 7 of those. BYU's offensive line is a tough test. Probably the most complete offensive line they've played, maybe even as good as Ohio State's to this point. Red zone defense is going to be pivotal, as the case in most games. Whichever team can limit their opposing team to field goals rather than touchdowns are absolutely key here. Notre Dame's opponents have scored on 100% of their red zone trips. They've allowed just 12 red zone trips through 4 games. That's the key. So being able to move the football but punching it in, it's going to be an interesting matchup. It is a game in which really relies to me on Notre Dame's passing game. If they can have enough balance to be able to run and get enough looks by moving the safety out of the middle of the field, they can be successful and win this. Without it, BYU, I think, can match Notre Dame's physicality. BYU, as I said, has played well for the most part, with a few exceptions. I've got some further thoughts on this game, as well as all the games over at LandryFootball.com. Some detailed film room analysis that might help you with this pick. I'll give you a pick as well over there. So check out LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the football season sale. But as we go to our route to victory with our Vegas insight, I want to tell you about Preciser. Preciser is a visualized analysis and prediction platform to help sports bettors and fantasy sports players cut down the time for research and quickly make informed projections. Preciser provides the most up-to-date and accurate predictions on every MLB, NBA, and NFL game for every type of sports bettor. It's super easy to navigate through their platform, and predictions are easily accessible. Sports data can be complicated, and breaking down the game into analytics can be difficult, and that's where Preciser comes in. The goal is to ensure that no sports fan is excluded, and that all the data and features from the platform will allow any type of user to access this data with ease and advance their knowledge of sports. Check them out at Preciser.io and all their social media at Preciser Fantasy. All their links will be in the podcast description. Preciser has predicted the right winner at 62.5% success rate so far, and you can continue to check them out at Preciser.io.
I'm John Jansen, and this is the Route to Victory in betting BYU against Notre Dame, the Week 6 matchup presented by Preciser. BYU having an excellent season, Notre Dame not so much, but they've had their first 2 victories of the season against Cal and UNC, and Notre Dame coming off of a bye week in this one. However, though, this BYU side, they have 1 loss this season. But that 1 loss, to me, coming off of a spot loss. What do I mean by that? Well, the week before they took on Oregon, they beat Baylor 26-20, double overtime, tough game against a really good opponent, and BYU ends up winning. Well, the next week you have to go on the road in Eugene to take on Oregon, 41-20 loss. BYU is a good team. Now, give Oregon credit for that win, but that to me is a spot loss. That game probably should have been closer. Oregon could have still won it. But if that's the 1 loss for BYU, I'm completely fine with that, taking care of business against Wyoming the week after that, and the week after that, a win against Utah State. What I think separates BYU in this game is just offense. I will not believe this Notre Dame offense has turned the corner just after 1 game against the UNC defense that also gave up 61 points to App State. UNC's defense has been bad at times. It's their Achilles heel this season. That's the one game that this Notre Dame offense has looked better. Now, Drew Pine looking better than Buckner, who he's taking place of. Drew Pine, yes, been good. 459 yards, 6 touchdowns. He's been better. I don't know if he's been good enough, though, for this offense to consistently put up points, and I think it's going to struggle against this BYU defense. So this BYU defense has given up points in games. Look, they're not a shutdown defense. This isn't one of the premier defenses in college football, but Notre Dame's isn't either. They've been giving up points. They gave up 32 to UNC. They gave up 26 to Marshall in that loss. So I think Notre Dame is going to struggle in this one. They're the favorites at 3.5. I get it. I get why they should be the favorites. They're at home, and they're Notre Dame. But Jaren Hall and this team, I think, can put up enough points to win this one. Hall, so far this season, 1,400 yards, 12 touchdowns, 1 interception. This team's very good. And the 293 yards passing and 445 yards of total offense, I think it's going to be too much. I want to get the points here. I don't think Notre Dame can run away with this game. You give me the hook. You give me the good offense. I'll take that. That's the route to victory this week. For more routes, check out the sports betting stack wherever you listen to your podcasts.